How do you make a buck as an indie author? Stick around, we'll talk about it. Okay, here I am, as the prophecy foretold. I am fulfilling my promise from last Thursday. Of course, for me, it is June 26th, and for you, it is now July 1st, I believe. Yeah, July 1st. And pardon me as I look at my notes. They're a little off screen, or they're off camera, right? So I'm glancing off screen. So, how do you make a buck as an indie author? Well, I am learning. I am learning. And obviously, you learn things a bit at a time. You pick things up as you go, and you're not going to be good at it right off. And indeed, I am not very good at it. But let's talk about it. So there are some different techniques, different methods or routes, distribution channels that you can go through that to sell a book. And obviously these days there is print on demand, and the print quality is fairly decent. I think it turns out well. You can see here, this is print on demand, and that means that you don't have to do an offset print run for your book. And by the way, really quick, if anybody out there is listening to this and you've been thinking about hiring somebody to publish your book, pause. Because in book publishing, in legitimate publishing, the money does not flow from the author to the publisher. The publisher should be paying the author. And these days, like, you can publish a book for free if you want. You can go to you can make your own ebook. You come up with your own ebook. You can export it out of Microsoft Word. Like, you can format it in Microsoft Word. You can upload it to Amazon or Ingram Spark, and they have tools where you can make the book cover right there in the web browser, and you can make it available to the world. Absolutely free. Now, do you want to? I don't know. I don't want to. I want some things like a nice looking cover that I am not capable of creating myself because I'm not a visual artist. I do some graphic design things. I created my own logo, and I think it looks fairly decent. The Grand Hill Media logo that you can see on camera. But where was I? So that, and I bought a few tools. I didn't hire an editor for Forerunner because, number one, I am aware that I am better than most with sentence syntax and grammar and spelling. So it's a bit of a forte, but to play devil's advocate against myself, I was not an English major. And there are things of style that I did not learn in school. But these days there are software tools like Pro Writing Aid, which I did purchase. And yeah, so I felt that I was able to turn out a pretty good product without hiring an editor. Maybe you want to hire an editor. I would recommend it. I actually, I tried to read a book this week, and I DNF'd it. I did not finish it. I'll talk about that more in a minute. Actually, I'm going to make a note to myself right now. Okay. So, right. Publishing. Yeah, you can publish absolutely free. You can pay for services if you desire. But don't pay a publisher, because it's a scam, most likely. most likely a scam. Don't pay somebody to publish your book. Okay, so that put out there. I'm just going to back up because I forgot exactly where I was. How do you make a buck in publishing? I am learning. And, oh, right, distribution channels. So there's Ingram Spark. You can, through Ingram Spark, you can get your book into bookstores and into libraries. Now, that doesn't guarantee, like, if you go through Ingram Spark, then it's going to show up on the shelves at Barnes & Noble. But you can make it show up in their online catalog, and it makes it available to them if they wish to order it and put it on their shelves. And some indie authors talk to bookstores directly and get them, convince them to order it and stock it. I have not done that yet. I've made a couple of motions with a couple of bookstores, and like I said, I'm not really there yet. I don't have time yet. There's the ebook. Obviously, you can sell the ebook on Amazon. You can sell an ebook on Kobo, and you can get it listed there through Draft Digital. And yeah. Now, I do have to warn you that there, I'm going to run through some numbers that might be boring. I'm going to make it as interesting as possible, but this is my life for the last week and almost 2 weeks. So I participated in a few promos last week, and that's through Written Word Media, and I also participated in something else called Stuff Your Kindle Fantasy Edition, and I have begun participating in something else called there's an indie fantasy addicts group, which is not just authors, it's authors and readers. The whole point is the reading, but there are a lot of authors in there as well. Indie Fantasy Addicts, they're having a summer reading challenge. I think they do a quarterly challenge every quarter. But I'm participating in that. I am behind the curve. So it started on the 21st, which was 5 days ago. And I've barely begun the second book that I'm reading so far. And the first one, I DNF'd. And I did that because there were issues. And that's why I started talking about... Okay, so this person, maybe they don't need to hire an editor. Maybe they need to... Maybe they would prefer to use software tools. Microsoft Word has fairly decent grammar suggestions. Not perfect. Sometimes it's wrong. But if grammar and syntax aren't your forte, then I would recommend even just Microsoft Word, because it's all over the place. So it should be fairly easy to get your hands on a computer that is running Microsoft Word, probably a library, maybe. I don't know. And Google Docs also has some of that checking as well. But yeah, this book, I got into it, and the characters were interesting. The plot was set up very quickly, which is a good thing. In fact, it was too quick. So I felt that we were kind of splashed in there. And I'm not going to tell you what book it was, because I think it has quality issues. And I actually emailed the author recommending that they remedy these. And I gave them some suggestions how, like Microsoft Word or Pro Writing Aid. But they had a lot of things, and there were multiple errors on almost every page, and I'm talking ebook page, so it's not very big, and they often had words that were just omitted, like there was a word missing, and it kind of makes you skip a beat, or miss a beat, and you go back, and you're like, oh, okay. That's what they meant. They left this word out. And you're able to figure out what they mean. But it's distracting. And it made it difficult to read. So Yeah, I reached out to the author because if I don't, if nobody tells the author, look, you should fix this, they run the risk of readers, because it's available in the Kindle store, they run the risk of other readers just reporting these errors to Amazon, which is a legitimate way to approach it. And Amazon cares about what the quality of the products that they are offering for sale, and that could wind up in, well, so what I've heard, this hasn't happened to me and I have not seen the process play out, but when quality issues are reported, if there are wrong words, for example, or just misspellings all over the place, or missing words, then they will send an email to the author or to the publisher, not always the same thing, and it's up to the publisher to fix the issues. And I've heard that Amazon doesn't give them a whole lot of time to do it. So if those issues are not remedied in the appointed time, then the book gets pulled, and the publisher's Kindle Direct Publishing account could be in jeopardy of Amazon shutting it down. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a distasteful thing to do. I didn't want to say, hey, your book has lots of problems, but it did have lots of problems, and I didn't put it like that. I tried to be fully respectful, and because I honestly do just want to help this author. Anyway, so I guess I'm babbling. I'll try to stop babbling. The thing is, the takeaway for that is, if you want to make a buck, don't have quality issues. Now, in okay, for the indie fantasy, so three things, right? Or three categories of things. Promotions. I participated in promotions through Written Word Media, Stuff Your Kindle Fantasy Edition, and Indie Fantasy Addicts Summer Reading Challenge. And for the Stuff Your Kindle Fantasy Edition, so Stuff Your Kindle is a thing that was started by romance authors, and they banded together and announced that on this day there would be lots of romance ebooks for free download. And I happened to stumble across the Stuff Your Kindle Fantasy Edition event happening. I happened to stumble across it a few weeks ago, and it was coming up soon. And I looked at the calendar, I was like, hey, that's nice timing. Because the promotions with Written Word Media, you can't go and sign up for tomorrow. They're booked out. And so I booked these last month, and I booked it for May 18th, 19th, and 20th. And then turns out here's this Stuff Your Kindle edition, Stuff Your Kindle Fantasy Edition on June 23rd. So I set up a free download page for the book via BookFunnel, and I set it up for the purpose of Stuff Your Kindle Fantasy Edition. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll participate in this because it'll get more people aware of Nightshade Unicorn and put it in front of readers' eyes and get the word out more. Now, conveniently, along came this summer reading challenge that I found out about right after that. And so I jumped on that. Like, yeah, I'm gonna participate in this. And they're really good about letting authors announce their books during this event. Like, normally in these groups online, if it's like if you're talking among other authors, or if you're talking in a group where there are authors and readers, you generally don't do self promo. It's generally taboo. You'll get kicked out of the group for doing it. And sometimes they'll have like a free or self promo Fridays, and that on that day you can self promo. But yeah, so for the summer reading challenge, a lot of people want to read. Like the group's name is Indie Fantasy Addicts. They want to read lots of fantasy, and I'm a fantasy author. I want people to read my fantasy, and so this became another channel to share. And I shared the download page, the free download page, in the Indie Fantasy Addicts Summer Reading Challenge announcements and whatnot. Leading up to that, though, was this promotion. So the Written Word Media promotions on June 18th, 19th, and 20th. Now, I am not in Kindle Unlimited. I'm not in KU, which means that Amazon doesn't give me as much flexibility with pricing my ebook because they want to convince me to go into KU. But I want to be wide. I want to be available through BookFunnel, and I want to be able to sell my ebook on my own website. You get the idea. So I'm not in KU. That means that the lowest I can... Well, they give you two royalty structures. You can choose a 35% or a 70% royalty share. And the difference is... I mean, in most cases, for me at least, you want the 70% royalty share because you make like twice as much money off of each sale, right? But the lowest they will allow me to price it is $2.99. Written Word Media promotions require, a lot of them require the ebook price to be 99 cents, not $2.99. To do that with Amazon, you have to choose a 35% royalty share because Amazon wants to make their cut in their store. So, since anything requiring their authorization or their review might take time, I did it well ahead of time. If my promotion is going to be on June 18th, I'm not going into my KDP portal on June 17th to go and change my royalty share option and then change the price down to 99 cents because they might not approve it for 3 days. Now, generally, they take 15 minutes. It's pretty fast. But I did it a week ahead-ish. So I dropped the price starting on June 12th. And I dropped it not only on Amazon, but everywhere. The ebook went down to 99 cents. The normal price is $7.99. Went down to 99 cents on June 12th. And from June 12th to the 17th, I sold 11 ebooks on Amazon, which is more than my usual. I hope you're not, I hope it doesn't weird you out. I keep looking off the camera. I'm looking at my notes. So that's 11 ebooks in 6 days, the 12th, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 of June is more than my usual for a 6 day period. Remember, I'm not really running ads. I need to. I've been so swamped, and that takes some thinking. I actually have tried. I've attempted a foray into running ads, and then I couldn't keep up with it. I wasted some money on an ad that was not converting. So I'm not really running ads, and I tried. I made a foray. I couldn't monitor it closely. I was running an ad that was not converting, and there's some guess and check and trial and error in running ads. And so I've wasted money. So if I sold more than usual at 99 cents, why not leave it at 99 cents? That's a good question. Here's a big reason to leave it at 99 cents. You get more readers. And I want more readers. Now, there's another side of things. I view this as a quality work. It's not just, okay, everybody read it for free. It's absolutely fine. Like, I worked really hard, and I do hope for some compensation. Now, I am trying to work with the market, right? I'm not raising my chin and being a snob. So I'm running these promotions, 99 cents, and this giveaway that I did. But yeah, the real price is where it is, and I'm not going to sell myself short on that. Now, if I want to discount it temporarily for specific reasons that make sense to do so, then I'll do that. But so yeah, there's that. There's the perceived value. I don't want to just market it 99 cents and leave it there all the time, because I believe it's worth more than that. The experience is worth more than that. So there's the perceived value on both my part and the customer's part. And then there's also, like, there's not a whole lot of monetary incentive to leave it at 99 cents, because over those 6 days when I sold 11 ebooks, I only got 35 cents per ebook. And that adds up to $3.85, which is something. It's non-zero, and that is important. But at regular price with a 70% royalty share, I earn $5.31. So those 11 ebooks earn me $3.85, but if I sell one ebook at normal price, I earn more than that. Now, yeah, I'm not necessarily saying that I've absolutely done the right thing by leaving it at full price, and it is again at full price as of today, June 26th, because at the 99 cents, you do get more readers. And I set aside this June 12th through 17th. I'm looking at that separately because I was not running the promotions at that time. Now, what I did do was I announced on social media. I posted on Twitter, and I know it's called X now, but whatever. And I posted on Facebook. I think I posted on Instagram, but I announced that it was on sale. So that might have helped get those 11 sales, or maybe it was just organic. I honestly don't know. But it did feel good to get those sales that they're real sales, right? Even if the earnings are a pittance. But yeah, so maybe I should leave it down, because there's also the concept of a reader magnet, and that's something common these days in the industry, in the indie publishing sector, where you have one book that is either 99 cents or $1.99. You know, you price it to move and catch people's interest, and or even free. There's even a term, perma-free. Like, this book is free, and it's always going to be free, so that anybody can read it anytime and get them interested in my writing. And so, yeah, a reader magnet, that's something I could do. I don't want to do it with a main series book. Now, I have written several short stories, and when life stabilizes more, I'll be writing short stories on the regular. Like, my intent is a short story every week. I have not done that for a while. But I have thought that I'll take those short stories and publish a collection. Not an anthology, because an anthology has multiple authors, but a collection of just my short stories, and either price that at 99 cents or just leave it free. And that way, that can act as a reader magnet. So yeah, just, you know, different things to play with. Now, I've talked about June 12th through 17th. Now, the promos hit. Now, what promos did I participate in? Again, this is with Written Word Media. I signed up for a 3-day stack. Now, these promotion stacks, the idea is you, Written Word Media has multiple channels where they have this website and this newsletter and whatnot that they can announce through. And each one attracts a different audience, right? And maybe you have YA, maybe you have fantasy, epic fantasy, or some other genre, and that is going to depend on where you send, where it's going to make sense to announce your book, what promotions you're going to take part in. Now, Written Word Media set this up, right? So it's not free. They did work to put it together, and I paid to be part of these promotions. Now, a 3-day stack is, I got to come back to that. Promotion stacks. You do multiple promotions on the same day or within a couple of days each other. And the idea is to catch the attention of Amazon's algorithm. So, hey, you know, I've got a lot of sales going on. And as your sales rank improves in the Kindle store, then Amazon will show your book to more people. So I signed up for this 3-day stack, and it cost me $121.50. I also signed up for a promotion under Hello Books. This is within Written Word Media, and that cost me $45. On June 18th, the part of the 3-day stack was Bargain Booksy. June 19th was Book Barbarian and eReader IQ. And June 20th was eReader News Today. On June 18th, there was Bargain Booksy and also Hello Books ran the same day. And that sold me 34 ebooks. And that was my biggest sales day to date. So on June 18th, I sold 34 copies of my book, and that was pretty exciting. But then you do the math, remember, priced at 99 cents so I can participate in the promotion, means I earned $11.90 off of those 34 ebooks. And on June 19th, Book Barbarian and eReader IQ, I sold 16 units, and these are just Amazon figures, right? During this time, ever since I priced the ebook down at 99 cents, there were a couple of sales, and I think there was one in Google, there was in Google Books, and there were somewhere between 3 and 7 in, on June 19th, sold 16 units, which earned me $5.60. And June 20th, eReader News Today, on that day, I sold 29 units. Now, one problem with promotion stacks is that I can't really tell the effect of this promotion versus that promotion if they're happening at the same time or one after the other, because sometimes there'll be a promotion that lasts a few days, and it makes it a little vague. Now, on June 20th, 29 units, $10.15. June 21st, 6 units. June 21st, why? Because it was still, I don't remember if I figured out why. So maybe that was just purely the wave. Like, maybe I caught a tiny bit of the algorithm's attention. Now, it was kind of fun. I was looking at screenshots, I took screenshots, and I shared them in my Discord server. And I watched my sales ranking shoot up. If you go and you sell like one book, your sales ranking is probably going to be somewhere around 500,000 or a bigger number, which means you're ranked lower. But on June 18th, I jumped to 19,939th in the Kindle store, 194th in Coming of Age Fantasy, 226th in Action Adventure Fantasy, 275 in Coming of Age Fantasy. There was ebooks and books. Interesting. Anyway, and then throughout these things going on, is 18,500, 22,425, 20,856, And the best ranking I got was during was on June 21st, 13,636, and in all of Kindle Store, which was 119th in coming of age fantasy ebooks, 172nd in coming of age fantasy books, and 151st in action adventure fantasy. So June 21st, why was that one? Oh, that one was because I assume it was, and I sold 6 books, $2.10, which is, you know, still higher than my typical sales day, because again, I'm not running ads and I'm still very unknown. But June 21st was the first day of the summer reading challenge, but I was giving it for free to them via the Book Funnel page, download page. So hold on, I guess June 21st was just momentum, was leftover momentum from those 3 promotions. Maybe some people in Hawaii bought late in the evening, and Kindle counted the Kindle store counted them in the morning of June 21st. I don't know. For other authors, I am interested. Let me know, like, how and other authors in my genre specifically. How does your mileage compare? If anybody is listening and you're an author and you have run promotions through written word media, how does your mileage compare? Now, from a business perspective, this is not a great situation because, I mean, look at that. I spent $121.50 plus $45. It's $166.50. And I earned from it $11.90, $5.60, $10.15, $2.10. So approximately $30 from these promotions, which means I'm down $136 on this deal. But am I really, like, am I fully down? Those 34 plus 16 plus 29 plus 6, I'm going to actually calculate this one. 34 plus 16 plus 29 plus 6, 85. 85 people bought my ebook because of those promotions that I ran. And hopefully some of them are going to come back and buy book 2. At the end of every edition of the book, there's a page saying coming soon. Guardian is coming out. Book 2 is coming out on August 28th. And so, or it says available for sale, whatever. Yeah, so time will tell if this was a good investment. Time will tell if I start getting organic sales when I'm not running any promotions, just because people have read book 1 and they want more. Now, will I be able to know if this specifically was a good investment? Probably not, because right after this was Stuff Your Kindle. And again, I was giving it away for Stuff Your Kindle on June 23rd. And except, you know, you guys who listened to my past 2 episodes already knew that that page was set up. And it was that free download page was up for about 2 weeks. And before Stuff Your Kindle Fantasy event, Fantasy Edition began, I was already giving it away to the Indie Fantasy Addicts group so that they can read it as part of their summer reading challenge. Now, in this summer reading challenge, there are there's a point system, and it's based on how many pages a book is, how long a book is. So the longer a book you read, the more points you get. But there are all these other details that the admins have worked into it. It's a pretty nifty thing. I wish I had the leisurely life to really participate deeply. As it is, I'm hanging on by somebody's coattails and I went and grabbed other authors' free books that they were sharing, and I'm gonna do due justice or due diligence or what. I'm gonna be fair, right? I want them to read and I want them to review it. This first book, I didn't review it because I didn't finish it, and I think it needs attention, quality attention, and so yeah, I didn't review it on Amazon. I did, or Goodreads. I did review it within the group. I let them know, and I let, because there's, like, I wanted the credit for having read part of it. I want my points. Now, they also have points. I was, sorry, I kind of got on a little side trail there, tangent. But they have a point system, and they have something called an adventure wheel, and you read in different genre, sub-genres of fantasy. So there's epic, there's dark, there's romanticy, and they have it all, like, all these sections. And if you fill out an adventure wheel, then you get an extra ton of points. And you fill out another one, you get an extra ton of points on top of the points you get for reading the books individually. And one of the categories, as well as, like, epic and coming of age, one of the categories is debut. And this is my debut book. And they only do, like, new debut novels. So, like, it had to have been published after September of last year for it to be able to count during this challenge. And so, yeah, you know, I'm throwing it out there, like, hey, you know, this will count on your adventure wheel. This will count for debut, or you can use it for, because you can't use the same book for multiple categories. But if you already have your debut slot filled, then here, take mine and fill your epic slot. And I even pointed out, like, maybe you want to fill your epic slot, but a lot of the epic books are really thick. This one isn't terribly big. It's just a little bit longer than Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. So yeah, you can use it to fill your epic slot without having to read something honking huge. If your favorite genre is something else, you can get back to that genre. Yeah, so I wanted them to read it. I want them to review it on Amazon and Goodreads. That's, I do want that to happen. And so I need to be fair, and I need to read other books. I need to read their books, and I need to review them on Amazon and Goodreads. And I want to get my points in the challenge. So anyway, I shared the free download page with the summer reading challenge. And so before Stuff Your Kindle happened on June 23rd, I already had like 105 or 130 downloads. So thank you, Stuff Your Kindle and Summer Reading Challenge. Like, the Summer Reading Challenge folks downloaded 150-ish of ebooks of my book. Now, maybe some of them went to, no, not maybe, indubitably, some of them went to people in situations similar to mine, and they're hoping they can get to it, and maybe they never will. But hopefully some of those will get to it, and they'll love it, and they'll tell their friends, and they'll tell the world via reviews. So it's kind of exciting, like over 100 people, and then Stuff Your Kindle Fantasy Edition happened on June 23rd. Now here's the thing. My book was not, it kind of got miscategorized. I miscategorized it, because I misunderstood something on the submission form for the event, and it got filed under YA fairy tale. And I put it on, like, it has unicorns. It is a fairy tale, but I think that genre or that subgenre is really intended for fairy tale retellings. Like, if you like the movie Ever After, starring Drew Barrymore, is a retelling of the Cinderella fairy tale. So that would be within that fairy tale subgenre. In that case, Nightshade Unicorn is not that. It's epic. But I misunderstood the form and I miscategorized it, and it is what it is. Anyway, so that might have affected how many downloads I got. And also, it was not free on Amazon. Instead, so for the Stuff Your Kindle Fantasy Edition event, there was a page with all these books listed with their book covers, and you can click the book cover and it takes you to the download page, whether that's Amazon or BookFunnel, whatever. So it would take them to my BookFunnel download page. And some people I feel were downloading other people's books because of this Stuff Your Kindle Fantasy Edition. And they were doing so on the Kindle store, and they happened to encounter Nightshade Unicorn while they were there, and it was priced at 99 cents. So on the same day that I was giving it away for free via this event, 37 people bought it. So it actually beat the Bargain Booksy and Hello Books promotion day from 5 days before. And it was my largest sales day. Like, people, 37 people paid 99 cents for Nightshade Unicorn. They spent money on it. And that's, wow, that feels so good. Yeah. So I earned $12.95 off of that 37 unit block. The next day, there were some leftovers, and I sold 11 units on June 24th, and that brought $11.35. So, I mean, it is all chump change, but again, I'm building. It's a building year. It's a building year. So now, the download page itself on BookFunnel, including the Indie Fantasy Addicts Summer Reading Challenge, because those numbers were not separate. It was just all went into a grand total. But that shot up from like 105 or 130, I don't remember how much it was, shot up to 2,174 ebooks, which is incredible. Now, hopefully those 2,000 people read it and like it and share, like tell their friends. Now, I have a few more stats I'm going to share about it. Reading from my download, my book funnel dashboard about the download page. It got viewed 4,191 times, and there were 2,174 downloads. It's a conversion rate of 51%. So slightly more than half the people who visited the page went ahead and downloaded. I don't know how that number compares with other authors. I don't know if that's comparatively good or bad. Like, maybe I need to go back in and rework the blurb, because maybe other authors are getting 75% downloads. I don't know. 99.57% of them downloaded the EPUB format. 0.43% downloaded the MOBI format. Nobody downloaded a PDF. 35.44% were downloaded on PC. About 28% on Android. 26% on iOS. 10% on Mac. That's interesting. So on PC, do they mean Windows, or do they mean Windows or Linux? And then 0.5% on a Kindle Fire, 0.07% on a Kindle e-reader, 0.07% on a Kobo e-reader. Now, the 35% on a PC and those others that the Android and iOS, I assume that they're probably not opening it in some, I assume that most of them are loading them into, well, I shouldn't assume, because I don't know. My inclination is to assume that people are reading it in the Kindle app. That's what I did, with other authors' books, if I downloaded it, I loaded it. Actually, they all came through Amazon this time. But I've downloaded it and put it in the Kindle app before. I've also done it and used the BookFunnel app. So either way, on PC, really? Are they reading it on the computer or are they reading it on their mobile device? I think they are probably loading it onto their mobile device into the Kindle app. I don't know. Anyway, 2,000 people. That's crazy. And now I mentioned that it was not free in the Kindle store. I'm not in Kindle Unlimited. I cannot price it at free. I can price it at 99 cents, and that's the lowest I can go. Asterisk. I wonder if I should have done the legwork to make it so that it was free in the Amazon store. Because here's the thing. Those 2,000 downloads didn't give me any Kindle store sales ranking credit. And that would have been wonderful, right? Like, push my book below 100 in the sales ranking would have been wonderful. And then hopefully, you know, that wave continues on and I make some full price sales today based on that. That didn't happen. Next year, perhaps, or not next year, because they're not going to do it once a year. In fact, let me see. There was... So I commented in the group setting up for the... Ooh, somebody commented that they also use BookFunnel download page and their ratio is 50%. So, yeah, I guess... and they were Dark Fantasy. So similar experience. Now, bear with me. I need to look up myself in this group and see what I commented. And, well, yeah, so somebody, I mentioned on the day, or no, the day after, that I had over 2,000 downloads. And this was crazy. Like, this happened on a Sunday, and I don't work on Sundays. And so I didn't look at it at all until the next morning. And so the next morning I look, and there's 2,000. That's crazy. So I talked about it, and I was surprised also that 37 people bought the book. And I guess, like I said, they were perusing other giveaways and happened to see my book while they were there in the Kindle store. But somebody commented, I didn't think to do a separate landing page just for the event. I'll need to do that next time. Never mind. I don't really understand where this person is going with that. So, anyway, that kind of wraps up the report on these last couple of weeks. And it's been a ride. I expect the ride to stop and just basically die for the time being. Because I have no promotions. I'm back at full price. And as of recording this, let's check it. I'm going to refresh this page. My Kindle store sales rank is just under 62,000. So it's sinking. You know, I'm going down. Expected. But this is an interesting experience. I lost more than I spent. Or I spent more than I earned on these promotions. Hopefully those readers come back for a second helping when book two is out. And same for the for these 2,000 readers. That's an incredible tale. Oh, something else. With the Kindle store, if I had put it for free in there, which I can't do myself, but Amazon price matches. So I can price it for free elsewhere and then email Amazon and ask them to price match it. And they'll bring it down to zero. But that's an additional hassle that I didn't have the bandwidth for right now. So perhaps next time I'll do that and get like 2,000 downloads and bring my sales ranking way up, bring the number down. Yeah, we'll have to see. And what was I saying? That, oh, right. And that's kind of it for now, I guess, that, I made pennies on the dollar because the promotions cost me $166.50 and I earned very little, but that's getting the word out. And, I'm ecstatic for 2,000 people downloaded my ebook. That's advertising, right? And that's free advertising. And arguably it's negative cost advertising because 37 people bought the ebook that day. And the next day, 11 people bought it. So I got 48 purchases, which is $12.95 plus $11.35. $24.30 I earned while I was giving the book away. And now that's going to be sitting in people's Kindle app. Hopefully they see it sooner rather than later. You know what though? Put a pin in it. Maybe they see it several months from now and then they read it and they're like, wow, I have to have book two. And then they buy book two. And maybe they're like, wow, I have to have the print copy. I don't know. We'll see. Time will tell. I've been talking your ear off. I think we're done. Remember, this Thursday on July 4th, we'll have an Irishman who is living in Brazil, author Anthony Doyle. And right now off the top of my head, I don't remember what we talked about, but it was a fun conversation. It was interesting. While it lasted, we actually had to cut it off because there was a significant delay. But, yeah, I'll cut the delay out so you don't have to suffer through that. But, yeah, it was interesting. And check for that on Thursday. We'll catch you next time.